Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New York City has been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, in part because of its density and large population. And with shelter in place and social distancing guidelines, New Yorkers have been stuck spending a lot of time in their apartments, which, and I say this from personal experience, can be quite small. So some New Yorkers are taking this opportunity to leave the city, maybe for good. Joining us now is Allison Bernstein, who's the founder and president of the Suburban Jungle Group. That's a company that helps people relocate from the city to the suburbs. Allison, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what has demand been like at your company since the coronavirus outbreak began?
So we have seen a massive spike in business. We are currently up over 300% for the same time period during this sort of what we call the pandemic timeframe thus far.
And what are people telling you about why they're leaving?
There are several factors in place. I think the first is we typically tend to work, with people kind of in that phase of life of young families. They have young children. So, you know, the city was really never meant to be lived in an apartment. You know, you live in an urban environment because you love, you know, all the amenities of the city, whether it be, you know, the culture, the parks, you know, and all of that has been taken away, obviously, and, you know, more importantly, indefinitely. So when you lose those amenities, you're really kind of stuck in your apartment. And as you mentioned, you know, it's not ideal. It's just not what urban living was meant for. So the combination of being stuck in an apartment and also the young families, the fear of even leaving the apartment with young children, they're touching everything. Mm-hmm. They're pulling their face masks off. So it's a struggle to even get outside. Another factor that we've seen is this, you know, obviously work from home, which is going to be a bigger trend moving forward. You know, these apartments, you know, a lot of our families are in two-bedroom apartments with two kids, and now you have two people working from home, or even one person, whoever it may be. It's so tight with young children. It's just all of those things are pushing people out.
Well, and the other thing is, on the issue of working from home, is if you don't have to be in New York to go to your office, you have more freedom to live somewhere else, maybe pay a lot less for what you're getting, and work from home in New Jersey or Connecticut or something.
Absolutely. We've been seeing this trend for the last several years because we've noticed that even if people are not going fully remote, they are more flexible with the days in the office. And so, you know, the trends that we've seen are people are willing to go a little bit further out. They're not as, you know, married to that commute. But now, you know, with all of these companies going fully remote, you know, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or some of the larger banks are even talking about it, it's really making people think about what their lifestyle really should be. And so we've seen a massive spike in our South Florida office because people are saying, hey, even if I have to be in the office, you know, once every 2 weeks, it's still a better quality of life and less expensive and the tax incentives in Florida. Then so they're looking at it holistically, not just in the suburbs, but where can I really live and enjoy my life?
Well, and I want to say I totally love New York. I loved living in New York. I think when it works, it is like just a great place to be. And as you mentioned, there are culture and parks and restaurants and just things you can't find anywhere else. But as you look at where people are going, you mentioned Florida, are they moving in and around the New York area if they're leaving New York, or are they moving to Los Angeles or Texas or whatever?
Great question. You know, it's a very individual decision. You know, I think there are a lot of factors that come into play. So obviously the quality of life, the cost of living, but also family. Do you need to be closer to family? Are you kind of relocating back to where you originally were from and you came to the New York area because of, you know, a career opportunity? A lot of people are in this position where we don't really know what the world is going to look like post-pandemic, right? We don't know what, you know, what jobs are going to look like. And so I think a lot of people are making these decisions, kind of thinking lifestyle, where my family is, you know, and those things. So a lot of people are staying in the New York area. And if they are, they're making those decisions based on other criteria. And other people say, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to pick up and go where we've always wanted to.
It must be pretty difficult right now to relocate because it's harder to go have an open house, check out different places where you want to live, et cetera, because of COVID-19.
I think, you know, we've been super creative, just like everybody has been, you know, that's currently dealing with working in this time period. And, you know, we do a lot of caravan tours, FaceTime tours. You know, we've had a lot of deals happen over FaceTime, and ultimately people will be able to go and inspect the home and see it and make sure. And I think, you know, it's become more efficient. You know, you can do and visit, you know, for us, you know, we're very much a town first approach. You can do FaceTime tours and really see the details of a town and what the schools look like you know, from the comfort of your own living room.
Do you think that there's any element of white flight to this, as we saw decades ago when wealthier and whiter families ended up leaving cities and going out to the suburbs at a moment like this?
Interesting. I you know, it's hard. I always go back to, this is still brand new. It's still too early to determine what the true trends are going to be. I think that from what we're, you know, hearing from the people that had second homes, you know, they're sitting in the, you know, in their homes in the Hamptons or Hudson Valley or, you know, some of the suburbs, and they're saying, you know, I'm going to wait this out. I love the city. I'm going to go back. The people that are stuck in the city right now are telling a very different story. They're stuck, they're trapped, and they don't really know when this is going to clear up. So to be determined.
That is Allison Bernstein, who is the founder and president of the Suburban Jungle Group, which helps people relocate from the city to the suburbs. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.